It's primarily because of the general breakdown in the social fabric, the social moral fabric, such that families and people, married people and unmarried people in general, are no longer valuing the institution of marriage. The institution of marriage is generally under threat, probably sometimes in some cases due to the misinterpretation or the misunderstanding on the gender and the women's rights campaigns, such, and as well as the economic factors within the country.
But what about, if we compare the situation today and that of the past, what do you make of the differences in the institution of marriage?
In the past, people used to value marriage, and divorce was a taboo. However, there were also challenges with that system, because people would then stay within marriages that are oppressive, within marriages that are abusive. Notwithstanding, though, what's happening now is another extreme end, where people are then have just lost the value of marriage, probably some due to the globalization, the changes in the social values and norms and traditions, probably that have led to this paradigm shift in the way people are viewing the institution of marriage, such that you now have so many of these commercial sex workers, where men can simply go and quench their sexual thirst out there without real commitment. And you also have young men who tell you plainly that I would rather go out there and quench my thirst with a commercial sex worker than to have to be in a committed in a relationship, a long-term relationship that will have cost implications. So there are all those dynamics within the society that are threatening the institution of marriage.